The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Christmas week right around the corner. 76 degrees right around the corner. We love it. Hey, our great friends at Eggs Up Grill, if you're doing some catering here in this holiday season, if you got some catering plans that you got to take care of in 2026, these are the people to do it. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Some great options for you, and they make it easy. If you're planning a the last time that I was involved with anybody that was doing some catering, was a meeting a few years ago. The food's fantastic, by the way, and that just and they raised more money. We I'm going to say because I want to be associated with these folks. We helped raise more money for this cause than they'd ever raised in one day before. Now the good news is the message was great and the company was great and the cause was great, but the food was so good I could just put that to bed and we didn't have to worry about that stuff. I didn't have to worry about it anyway, but it was awesome. Catering is a big deal for you and whatever message you're trying to get across. Put this to bed early. They'll take care of it for you. Eggs Up Grill, breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Box lunches for teams. Anything you need there, they'll take care of it for you. It's our great friends at Eggs Up Grill in Seneca and in Clemson. Eggs Up Grill. Check those good folks out for sure. Clemson basketball hangs on to beat Cincinnati 68-65. One other point about that is that, you know, we talk about in life we learn lessons in adversity, and you know, Saban talks about this. If you don't learn a lesson after a loss, then you wasted the loss. Well, one of the misconceptions is you have to lose in order to learn a lesson. No. You can learn lessons in winning too, and it is so much better to learn a lesson in winning than it is to learn a lesson in losing. So while that was a heart stopper and all the stress that went along with it, still nice to see that the Tigers get it with a win rather than with a loss yesterday. So that's good. Tigers moved to 10-3, get ready for 9 days off. Man, you got to get healthy. So 9 days off there. I just saw the pass interference call, offensive pass interference, and it is offensive pass interference. I that's a good call in the Steelers and Lions game there. He hit the defense back harder than DK Metcalf hit the fan. So we're going to talk some college football in this segment of the college football playoff games. I got some thoughts on that with Bama, Miami, Ole Miss, and Oregon winning. We'll talk about the matchups a little bit coming up on January the 1st for that one. Got some news on the South Carolina coaching staff to get into, and then the college basketball weekend that was. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR. Let me take care of all of our text messages at this point in time. This is from 7386. Good morning, Will and Mickey. Yes, Clemson gave up a large lead yesterday. With that said, Cincinnati's a long athletic team, a good team. Clemson had the players step up yesterday, lose six players in double figures. They did it with three guards injured. Johnson's injured. Solid performance by Ace Buckner. Thanks again, Steve. Good point, Steve. And yeah, the backcourt's thin right now. With Buckner and Johnson out, that's tough. Johnson hopefully can get back healthy very, very soon. Texter said, hey, when's Ian starting practicing basketball? When's he going to be back? Well, he's going professional. He's not going to do it here. So he had that rare deal, but will be able to play football, but not be able to play basketball. Jed sends us the video of Georgetown's Ed Cooley throwing the bottle and hitting the toddler in the face. Thank goodness the baby was okay, because Jed said it could have been a Woody Hayes temper moment, and you don't want that to happen. But, yeah, the baby, it is. I'm finding out now. The baby's okay. Georgetown basketball coach not firing because the baby's not hurt through all of that. Texter says we cannot continue to give up second half. But we continue to make second half adjustments and give up huge leads. That's Shane. Yeah, again, a lot of that was just physical. That You're asking guys to play a ton of minutes. You're going three guards through all that. Yesterday, Porter played 31 minutes, Hunter played 34 minutes, and Butler played 27 minutes. You just don't have – once Johnson went out with 8 minutes of play time, you just – that's your three guards you got on scholarship right now. And you just – this is where if you are going to be – and hopefully Johnson can come back and make that a little deeper there. But if you are going to be thin, this is where you really got to utilize the TV timeouts, maybe even slow the tempo a little bit. Maybe, you know, you call in your own timeouts at times to get that back in there. But, yeah, that was a scare. And that was, as Brad Brunell said, our guards were just spent there in the last few minutes. Texter says, bear with me. I can try to find one here. I don't want to read that one either. So anyway, now, with that said, let me get to James in Greenville before I talk some college football in this segment. Good morning, James. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Like I told the other one, I forgot his name. If I don't talk to you again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, buddy. You too, for sure.
Now, the pass interference you were looking at, was that the one on the last play?
Yeah, that's the one on the goal line down there where the wide receiver kind of pushed off and caught the ball on a weird, wild play. Yes.
Yeah. Well, see, two plays earlier, they called a pick play on Steve. But it was a pick play. The outside receiver hesitated.
Yeah.
And then he come in and he blocked the defender. And the other one was wide open on the outside.
It's an art form to run that. Yeah, you got to do it. You got to sell it that you're not picking, even though everybody knows you're picking.
Yeah.
You got to sell that, man. You got to sell it with what looks like a football move and a route, and you got to keep your hands in. You got to do a lot of that in there.
You go back and look at it, they had a first and goal on the four, and after that play, it was a second and goal from the 16.
Oh, that's a huge penalty then.
And
then
he took and threw the pass down to the other receiver, and he got stopped at the one.
How about that?
But that's the one where he threw the interference where he pushed off.
Man, wild finish then. I didn't realize that. Wild finish.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, you have a good Christmas.
James, I appreciate you calling in. Merry Christmas to you as well, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, we're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so a lot of people, you know, school's out this week. And so if you notice, I'm guessing that if you're on the way to work right now, you probably notice a little less school traffic, obviously. So we want to wish everybody out there. If you don't get to listen this week, a lot of people traveling and all that. If you don't get to listen later tomorrow or later today, we want to wish everybody a very safe travel and Merry Christmas through all that. Jerry is in Simpsonville. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are too.
Good. Got a couple things and then a question for you at the end. But I'm totally with you on the basketball team. I was watching that yesterday, and I was thinking this is going to become a psyche issue if they don't pull this out. So I'm with you. I'm on this will actually help them with their little mental fortitude, because had it gone in the other direction, I do believe it would have become detrimental.
Yeah.
And then I gotta think Brent Venables is probably chewing nails a little bit behind the scenes, because they had Alabama on the ropes and a couple of boneheaded things, and then all of a sudden you let them back in the game. But I don't think either one of those teams have anything for Indiana.
No, Indiana's licking their chops. Ohio State's licking their chops this week. The Big Ten's going to take care of all that coming up. Man, Mateer just make boneheaded play after boneheaded play. And then the punter for Oklahoma, Miller, just dropping the football. Like, I don't know. It's like he was on the take or something. Like, just two awful, weird plays. They had the whole game in control. And just some wackadoo plays turned the football game, turned the momentum. And then And then Bama started blitzing more, and that put Mateer, you know, he had those happy feet, and neither team could run the ball at all, and it turned out that Bama's defense outplayed Oklahoma's defense.
Same take I got from it, but just kind of let him off the hook there. And, you know, Venables, you know he's got to be chewing some nails. Although, while I do agree that Ohio State probably takes care of business, I'll be honest with you, Mick. Miami, if they can get a better play out of Carson Beck, that defense is pretty salty. They may make a little noise against Ohio State.
It'd be interesting to see, especially what they do against maybe a healthy wide receiver group from Ohio State. But here's the deal. You got to run the ball. What was their offense coordinator thinking? They're getting 6, 7, 8 yards a clip, and he doesn't run it for the first three quarters of the game. And then finally in the fourth quarter, they said, all right, well, let's run the ball. And they take the ball right down the field. I'm like, what? Why are you trying to be so cute with all your formations and all your stuff? Just run the football, man. That's an easy thing to do.
I'm with you there. I was hollering at the TV a little bit. I'm going, feed that man the ball. He is hungry. He was wanting it. And then the last thing, and I know that you and I think it was Delvin earlier talking about, you know, wanting a quarterback from the portal. I totally agree. Hopefully Dabo does what's best for Clemson and does that. My one that I'd like to go after, we talked about this, although I don't think he's attainable, would be Brendan Sorsby. But here's what I wanted to ask you. What do you think about the Josh Hoover kid? The Josh Hoover kid at TCU that's going to hit the portal. The only reservation I have about him is seems to be throwing maybe a few too many picks. I'd like to get that have that come down a little bit. What do you think about that? Because is it more the receivers he had? Does he put the ball in jeopardy? What is it there?
All right, a couple things here, Jerry. One is Hoover's better than Vezina. More experienced.
Yeah.
A guy that's, you know, a three-year starter, a guy that's thrown for a ton of yards over there. He puts the ball in jeopardy a little bit too much. The last two seasons, 56 touchdowns but 24 interceptions. Got to cut down the interceptions a little bit. Right. He did have a terrific wide receiver core that helped him out. The other one knock against him is, you know, in big games, he hadn't done a whole lot there. But Josh Hoover's a better quarterback than Christopher Vezina. Now, at what level, what level of contributions is it going to take? You know, how much is it going to cost you? That would be one of the keys. But now Josh Hoover would be a physical quarterbacking upgrade from Christopher Vezina, in my opinion.
Totally agree. And I guess that would be, if we can't get Sorsby, which probably not, I think all points.
Texas Tech, $4 million in Texas Tech, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, Hoover makes pretty good sense. He's already, you know, he had committed to actually Tom Allen and then Garrett Riley in the process. So there's familiarity. And I do believe he would probably be a fit. Now, whether or not we actually go after him is the question.
Well, that you know, how much is it going to cost you, all that? But, you know, his brother plays baseball at South Carolina, so the mom and dad could just move over here and watch both that Carolina-Clemson thing there. And an experienced guy. And he would be a bridge to either Denson or Reynolds. You know, it's just a one-year deal. It's not like you're taking him for a couple years in there. So be a pretty good bridge, I would feel like. And he'd have good wide receivers to throw to here. And he's a better quarterback than Vezina. I feel sure about that.
Totally agree, Mick. And listen, appreciate you taking my call. I know tomorrow's your last show. You guys have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Merry Christmas, Jerry. Thanks for calling in. Very nice of you, for sure. Pretty simple there, that Hoover's better than Vezina. More experienced. I mean, if you think about it, this man has thrown for 9,600 yards and 71 touchdowns. 33 picks is too many. But let's go get that. Let's go do that if we got a chance at that. A couple of quick things here. And Seminole Ted, hang on. I'm going to come to you after a break. A couple of quick things. One is on the basketball thing. Yeah, it would be a psychological issue had you lost yesterday. Because the next time you had a 20-point lead in your mind, I just like to have a lot of 20-point leads. You know, an 8-point lead, a 10-point lead, you blow that. It's like, you know, well, the next time we have a 20-point lead, well, I'll tell you what, dude, give me some practice at it. I'll take the opportunity to have some 20-point leads. And in the Alabama, what's crazy is, you know, Oklahoma and Alabama, it was the exact opposite of game one this year. A big, huge pick by Oklahoma in Tuscaloosa led to, and a special teams play led to Oklahoma winning, despite Alabama outgaining them. In Norman, a big, huge pick and a special teams play led to Alabama coming back despite Oklahoma outgaining them. In this game Friday night, Oklahoma had 18 first downs. Alabama had 12 first downs and won the game. Alabama had 260 total yards of offense, 25 carries for 28 yards, and won the football game. Got outgained by 102 yards and won the football game. Part of it was Mateer just – let me just make one blanket statement. Hang on. Because I have two blanket statements to make and Seminole Ted to get to. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. We love the Patterson Tax Service. Love everything about them and what they do. PATTX.com. Tax planning going on right now. Hey, let Russell come talk to you about maybe your small business saving tons of money with some income tax credits, payroll tax credits, by adding a wellness program. And you save $100 a month per employee, and employee making more take-home pay. There's a lot of great things going on. Understand this tax code and the big, beautiful bill and the tax, how these advantages can work for you. Do it with the professional help. Don't leave money on the table. You know, as Russell says, sometimes things appear too good to be true, and most times they are. But in this case, it's true. 864-859-8289. Two blanket statements and Seminole Ted's phone call right after this.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem-solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Upstate Cycling Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Come check out our kids' ATVs and dirt bikes. We also have bikes for riders who are still kids at heart, ranging from entry level all the way to off-road racing, dual sport, and adventure riding. We carry brands like Beta, Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
American Doormasters do an incredible job when it does go bad for you, or installing residential commercial garage doors. The commercial garage doors, when I sat down and met with these folks, I think about my garage door, you know, I'm pretty selfish. Like, I don't think about other people's garage doors. But then I learned more about the installation, repair, and maintenance of what's one of their big parts of their business is these sectional doors or rolling steel doors at the commercial level, the fire-rated steel rolling doors, the commercial-grade openers, the security grills and counter shutters and fire-rated counter shutters and sheet doors, all of the dock equipment, the dock levelers, edge-of-dock levelers, bumpers, shelters, and dock seals. They do all those. I didn't know what all that meant. And then I sat down with these folks and learned all that. So for service and repair on garage door openers and garage doors and residential and commercial garage doors, there's one company, AmericanDoormasters.com. Check them out, 864-990-3075, 864-990-3075. I have three big takes now. We got one to add to it, but let me get Seminole Ted very patient with us. Hey, Ted, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for taking my call. If I don't get you guys before then, I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas.
You too, my friend. Safe. If you're are you here? You traveling? What are you doing?
No. I'm here. I'm working every day but Thursday. So it is what it is.
Good.
But no, I wanted to get a take in on the college football playoff this weekend. Yeah, first of all, I am 100% pulling for Ole Miss because I think it would be hysterical if Lane Kiffin left and Ole Miss wins the whole thing. I'm not saying they can, but, man, they got a good chance. They got a real good chance of at least looking good.
I like how it was so anti-Lane there, too. Pete Golding's the guy now, and we're going to prove to you, and the offense looked great. And, man, we're going to prove that it's not Lane's play calling. He had almost 500 yards of offense, and, I like that a lot, no doubt.
Yeah, he could have stayed at Ole Miss forever and been a very rich man, whether he won the playoff or not. You know, whether he even won a playoff game. You know, so I hope he gets everything he deserves. I hope that he just has a miserable time at LSU because those expectations are going to be out the door with him. He's going to either have to succeed or he's gone. All right, take number two. You know, I'm all for giving Power 5 schools a chance. I think you give one Power 5 school a chance because I guarantee you Notre Dame or Vanderbilt would have put up a better game than Tulane. You know, I'm all for giving James Madison the chance because they earned it. But when you look at just the way they were outclassed by Oregon and Ole Miss, man, put a Notre Dame in there. Put a Vanderbilt was more deserving than a lot of teams. Look at the people they beat, the number of highly ranked teams that they beat. And you're talking about Vanderbilt. They're a baseball school. They're a basketball school now. Well, now they're a football school. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm not for a whole bunch of SEC teams getting in. But at the same time, I want competitive games. And I don't think that's too much to ask. I think you limit it to one Power 5 school. But that's all I got. I'll take it off here. Y'all have a good one.
Let me remind people of this, though. I don't disagree with the take. Texas beat Clemson by 14 last year. Ohio State beat Tennessee by 25. Penn State beat SMU by 28. And Notre Dame, Indiana, that was a 10-point game. In the second round, Notre Dame beat Georgia by 13. Penn State beat Boise State by 17. Ohio State beat Oregon by 20. Now, the Texas and Arizona State game was great. The Texas-Ohio State game was 14. The national championship game was 11. Of the 11 college football playoff games last year, there was two games that were single-digit games. Arizona State and Texas was a double overtime game, and Penn State Notre Dame came down the last play. The turnover there did that. The rest of the games were decided by double digits. Ohio State beat Texas by two touchdowns. Beat Oregon by 20. That was 40. That was like 35-0 at one time. So we had that. And then if you think about it, and again, I'm not – maybe those games have been closer this year. I get it. But let me just talk about what's happened in the past here. If I can find all the scores here. Oh, come on, man. Give me the scores. So – they're not gonna give me on this site right here. I gotta find another way. We've seen blowouts, right?
And we've seen them even before the 12
before
team
the 12 team
playoffs started. I mean, think about Michigan State, Alabama. Yeah.
Here I got this for you, man. If I could come up here. All right, in year one, Oregon beat Florida State 59-20. That's 39 points. In the national championship game, Ohio State beat Oregon 42-20. It's 22 points. In year two, Clemson beat Oklahoma by 20, 37-17. Alabama beat Michigan State 38-30. Now the Clemson-Alabama game is close. In year three, Alabama beat Washington by 17. Clemson beat Ohio State 31-0. This is with four teams. And that's not Power 5, Group of 5. 31-0. In year four, I had close games. Bama beat Clemson by 18. In year five, Clemson beat Notre Dame by 27. And then beat Alabama by 28. In year six, LSU beat Oklahoma 63-28. I'll do some math there in a second for you. Alabama beat Notre Dame by 17 the next year. Notre Dame, Ohio State beat Clemson by 21 the next year. The national championship game, 52-24. In the next year, Alabama won by 19. Georgia won by 23. Georgia beat Alabama by 15. I mean, none of these games aren't close. Very few are. Some are, but very few of these games are close. Georgia beat TCU 65-7. So we've seen blowout games. Michigan beat Washington 34-13 in national championship games. This isn't just Group of Five stuff. Big-time powerhouses getting blown out in games in the college football playoffs.
Do you think that – and I apologize if I go off on a tangent here. Do you think that it would help if – I don't know. A team like Tennessee, if you lose by 21 – more than 21 points, if you lose by three touchdowns plus,
yeah,
you are suspended from the playoff eligibility the next year.
You're relegated. You get relegation mode.
Well, not relegated. You can't qualify the next year.
Okay.
You think this would stop teams from trying to petition their way in if they're actually a dog crap team?
Oh man, yeah, I hear you. I like it. Are you ready for my three takes?
Yes.
Number one, you want a non-sports or sports? My first one.
Let's go sports first.
Okay. I sat back and watched John Mateer blow the game Friday night. There's a word I want to use that I shouldn't use on the radio for how like erratic he was and his happy feet moving around and all this. But one thing that people love to do, like my son, when he watches football, like we had to practice all week long over the head catches and jumping catches and then one hand catches because he likes YouTube and watching these guys make these acrobatic catches. But I want to see him catch the ball two hands, right? Can I tell you how maddening it is to watch a guy try to throw the ball sidearm all the time? He throws a sidearm, the ball gets tipped up, knocked down, but oh, he's got arm angles. He's proven to the NFL. He's Patrick Mahomes. He's got arm angles. Yeah, he's also getting it knocked down, battered down, and getting it picked.
I saw him throw a ball from the end zone, sidearmed into an Alabama player's helmet.
Face mask.
A defensive lineman, yes.
Dude, what? You're not going to – first of all, unless you're 7 foot tall, you throw a sidearm, the ball's going to tip down a lot. And also the receiver can't see it coming from around the guy. Oh, but he's – the NFL's going to love this. He throws it sidearm sometimes. Can we please stop that? Whatever happened to fundamentals? I want to there's a release point. I don't want the ball to be batted down all the time. These defensive linemen are big and strong and tall. This guy can throw it sidearmed. That drives me absolutely bonkers. For that one. All right, you want my one non-sports take?
Yes.
Boy, I'm offensive folks right now. This is not personal. I'm at a stoplight yesterday. And the guy beside me is in his either Mustang or Camaro. I don't know. Neither one of them look good to me. I don't. And we're in downtown Greenville. So we're going 15 miles an hour. Out to, Sunday Dinner with a Twist, which we volunteered for yesterday and had a great time with that. And we get there at the first stoplight, and I beat the guy at a stoplight. It's a four-lane road, so he's beside me, and I got this. Okay, man. All right. And he takes off, and it's to the next stoplight. All right. Like next one. Here's my question. Do these people have cell phones? Do they listen to the radio? And then the person in the passenger seat over there, I see it with trucks all the time too. Like these kids take their mufflers off their trucks or try to add sound trucks. When you're sitting in the passenger side of these loud cars, is dialogue not an option? Like do you have to say, hey, what'd you think of the pass interference call last night? Like what happens there? Can you take a phone call? Is there any kind of communication going on between human beings? And can you listen to music out without it being blared? Like, for the life of me, I don't understand. Like, to me, a muffler is something that you would want to have on your car. And you would want to, like the hybrids in this sense of, and me, like, if you're riding in my car, I'd look over and go, hey, Will, what do you think about the Honey Badger video out that attacks the cobras, and isn't that pretty cool? And you go, yes, Mickey, it's very cool. I find that fascinating. Hey, well, what are y'all doing for Christmas? Oh, I'm going to Lynchburg. Oh, really? You can't have that. Do you just forfeit all dialogue?
No, the dialogue is probably something like, hey, everyone's looking at me. They must think I'm really cool.
I don't. Do you need attention that bad?
You know, South Park has an episode about this.
Great episode.
We can't really talk about it.
No, you cannot talk about it on the air.
But you mentioned listening to
music. You're not going on the air.
These guys, they're probably the type of people that put headphones in when they drive.
Yeah. Tex said, you and me can yell at the clouds together, Mick. Tex said, this is my get off my lawn moment. I don't know, man. Like, first of all, I do think you owe a little bit to society, too. But honestly, even if you don't know what society, I don't understand the appeal of it. Here's the very, very interesting part of it. Human beings like other human beings. Human beings desire social interaction so bad that one of the worst things that you can do to a human being is put them in solitary confinement. Yet, that's what you're all in when you're in a muscle car or a loud truck. You can't have a conversation with the other person. I don't think. I've never really been in one. But I'm wondering, do you yell or what? Like, if... Because I gotta post, I gotta tell the people, I gotta have social interaction, but you just kind of forfeit that whenever you ride in a car that's that loud. Hey, the good news for these people is that gas is $2.19 a gallon now. You see that the other day? I stopped, got gas $2.19 a gallon.
Yeah, no,
I love that. I think that's great. Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. I love Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. Get in touch with these good folks. Upcountry Fiber does an amazing job with your high-speed internet, the fastest, best internet in the world. A very intelligent friend of mine is waiting for Upcountry Fiber to come to their neighborhood, and I am in the same boat, so we can watch muscle car videos together. We love Upcountry Fiber and upcountryfiber.com when it comes to your terrific stuff. Take care of Upcountry Fiber. With the phone systems, with the telephones, is Upcountry Fiber and upcountryfiber.com. Short break. And Roger Anderson, hang on. Coming to you. Much more to this.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video. We part as friends. A little secret. No one's ever asked for their money back. And you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Top, Patagonia, Sea Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Merry Christmas.
QC Kinetics, they're stepping up their mission to tackle joint pain head on, powered by the newest non-surgical procedure advances in the field. Now, this National Physicians Board they've got has added a new injectable compound. It's a remarkable healing compound that reduces inflammation and it supports your body's ability to restore the damaged tissue. It's a powerful add-on to their protocols. No steroids, no narcotics, no surgery. You're going to love this. The results speak for themselves. In a major clinical study of this therapy, 74% of the people with severe knee pain experienced improvements within the first year. 74%. That's real life, real solutions. If you carried the pain too long for you, get in touch with QC Kinetics and have this breakthrough natural treatment help you get rid of that pain. QC Kinetics, real relief naturally. Call today, 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville. 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
It's bow time. Two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value all in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus.
Man, they had a great season going, and then they just fell apart. A&M just completely just fell apart. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I want to talk to you about my friends at All Dry, myalldry.com. If it does go bad for you with any kind of course, we don't burst pipes at 71 degrees. That's good. Remember a couple of Christmases ago that it just burst pipes all the time? I didn't realize it goes this way till I told you about a buddy of mine that he's living in Charlotte, and he bought a house in Raleigh, and his house that he bought and the house that he's selling, they had pipes that burst. And, like, it's unbelievable damage. Look, folks, sometimes it goes wrong. And when it does, the restoration company, the upstate of South Carolina, is All Dry, alldry.com. Go to My All Dry to find out more about Stan and Tim and the great folks. 5-star reviews up and down the board. Fast, reliable. They're going to put it to bed. They're honest as the day is long. I don't put my name behind people like this very often, but it's going to be done on time. It's going to be done right. They're going to be honest with you, up front with you. Hey, get estimates. Hey, go with two or three different companies. You'll come back to these folks. Stan says this. He says, I close at about a 95% rate because of what we do and how we do it. I love that. Honest. And they don't like, there's a lot of people that take advantage of people. Nothing irks me more than when people take advantage of people at during their most vulnerable times. If you got water damage, that's a pretty vulnerable time for you. And there's companies that come take advantage of it. They don't. And matter of fact, they give up, you know, their profit margins on stuff and they don't do extra work that are not called for by not duping people. I love that idea. MyAllDry.com. Call them today, 864-863-1234. That's easy, 864-863-1234. The good folks, Stan and Tim, and those good guys are going to take care of you when it does go wrong with any kind of water deals. And I keep working on it. All dry, all dry, all dry. Good folks over at All Dry. Roger's been very patient with me in Anderson. Roger, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey, and Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
Doing good.
Yeah, good.
I won't be long. I won't be long. I got to hurry up and get to the garage and pick up my 69 Chevelle. They're putting new headers on.
I mean, here's the thing, man. I'm all for that, but can me and my son had a conversation in a stoplight, or I had to hear your car? Oh, look at me. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, a lot of these people are young, right? Well,
yeah.
Do they want to have dates? Because I don't think a lot of girls want to listen to the guy's car the whole time. Now, one guy did say this. I missed the whole point, is that you don't have to hear the person in the passenger seat. So you do get to put away with that. So that's interesting. But I guess, man,
well,
it takes all kinds in this world, I guess.
Well, that's my dream, though. One day I will get a muscle car from the late 60s, early 70s. I've always wanted one, you know, a Chevelle or something from a Mopar family or something like that. I've always wanted that.
I want to open up a muffler shop in college towns.
Yeah.
Be out of business.
But, well, yeah, a couple of things. Yeah, I'm glad that Trevor Lawrence went to Denver and got it done.
What a win, huh? One of the biggest regular season wins in their franchise history. I mean, I think is that okay to say regular season now?
I think it's probably the biggest win of his career.
Of his career, yes.
So far.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm gonna say it again. He's got some playoff experience.
Yep.
And Bo Nix does not, and neither does Drake May.
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
And as long as Trevor, if you're listening, Trevor, do it all, man. Run it. But when you get in with Buffalo, just don't beat Buffalo. I gotta stay with the Bills. I hope Trevor does well, except hope he plays well if they play Buffalo. But if they lose, I don't want it to be his fault. But I'd like to see Buffalo go all the way.
Well, think about this for a second, too. I mean, they've beaten the Texans. They beat the 49ers. They beat the Chiefs when Mahomes was healthy. You know, they beat the Chargers. They beat the Broncos now. Like, they beat some pretty good teams now. Like, this is not just a fluke. They've taken care of some of the better teams in the league.
Well, and they're going to win the division most likely.
Yeah.
The Colts are done. The Texans are. I mean, I don't know. But, they you know, with his experience, he's got a little bit. I think he's been in the playoffs one time so far. But, you know, he's different now.
No doubt.
They have worked. That new coach, they've got his work with him, and he has finally developed into what they thought he would be. And it takes time. I mean, look, coming out of college, he was everybody's consensus number one, but it takes time. These guys that get rushed, and Trevor got rushed too. The first year, my gosh, he had Urban Meyer. You know, that wasn't an ideal situation, but switching to Alabama real quick, I've never seen a game where the Alabama fans were losing and they were unhappy. And then when they won the game, a lot of them were unhappy because they don't want DeBoer back. I don't think they really cared about winning that game. I think the players did.
Well, but Bama knows what's about to happen to them. Bama's about to go to little old Indiana. Bama's about to be exposed because that game won't be close.
Mickey, I hope so, Mickey, because number one, they didn't deserve to be in this tournament. And just because they beat a team that they already played, and I told you a couple weeks ago, the committee gave them a huge advantage, a huge leg up playing an Oklahoma team that they had already played, that they already had experience with, film on.
Yeah.
And when they were down 17, I'm like, okay, this is going well, but this game is not over. And there was, you know, a lot of, you know, people going crazy in Norman. I was like, I'm going to hold my fire on this one until I see them down a little bit more than this. This game's not over yet. And sure enough, the Oklahoma quarterback, Matei, started making bad decisions, started making bad throws. And once Alabama got the lead, I'm like, this game's over.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you
this.
There's not a – what's going to happen is you're going to see the public come out because Bama's always – you get the Bama bump in Vegas. The public's going to be on Bama. I would tell you, there is not a position unit that Bama is better than Indiana. Indiana, at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, on the offensive line, defensive line, every unit, Indiana's better than Alabama. and is at home and they're rested and all. And I'm going to tell you, even in the coaching staff, coordinators are better. Obviously, the quarterback's better. It's not going to be close. They're going to be able to run the ball. There won't be a pass rush. If you do, if Cooper's healthy, they'll just destroy him. This will be a double-digit win. Indiana, this game won't be close. This will be a blowout. And it'll be fun to see Alabama get blown out.
You know college football better than I do, and you're right a lot of the times, and I hope you're right now because I do not want to see Alabama advance anymore. But the only thing I'll say is they're playing with house money.
Oh, sure.
If they lose, oh, well.
Yeah.
You know, they've already, you know, gotten over the committee and gotten further than they should have because they shouldn't have been there in the first place. But that's in the past now. But I hope you're right. I hope they do. I'm intrigued by the Miami-Ohio State game. They haven't played since that infamous 2002 game where the late penalty call got Ohio State the national championship. That's the last time they played.
Yeah. I'll just tell you, Bama has no prayer coming up on in the Rose Bowl. Won't happen. And then if they do, that won't happen. But they won't beat Oregon or Texas Tech, and they will not beat Ohio State. So, no, you won't have to worry about that.
But I've said it once, I'll say it again. The correct number for this thing is 6. You have 1 and 2, numbers 1 and 2 get a bye. 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5. It keeps the integrity of the regular season. It makes being in the top one of the top two teams actually matter, and it keeps the elite teams in it. And I don't care if number 7 or 8 are going to cry. Number 13 and 14 cry.
Yeah.
Who cares who cries?
Yeah. I think the number's 4.
That was always the format.
I think the number's 4. I think let's get the 4 best teams. And now, if you did it this year, maybe Oregon would be 1, because still this day, Ole Miss isn't going to win it. Miami's not going to win it. Oregon might, but no, Oregon's not going to win it. Give me 4. 4 and 5 can argue. 4 and 5 can argue. But that's it. It's a 4-team playoff, in my opinion.
Mickey, I agree. 4 was better.
Yep.
But if they were going to expand, they shouldn't have done more than 6 because you've got to keep it smaller because you've got to keep the integrity and you got to make the regular season matter. You cannot have 3 lost teams.
Remember this. We're not about the regular season and we're not about integrity. We're about money. It's all about money and more money. That's it. That's all we do.
Well, now we're having a different conversation.
That's it.
I was talking about actually having the best 4 teams, but you're right. It's
money.
It's a money grab.
All about
more
money.
More is more. It always is more. They've got TV contracts and they've got, you know, all these things that they have to make sure that they get, and the money pot will always be there, and they're going to make sure that they do expand. They're going to go further, 16, 20, 24. I don't know what the number is, but from my opinion, they've destroyed the postseason of college football.
I'm with you.
Just destroyed it.
I'm with you. Roger, I appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, can I tell people about Snyder Trick here? Eric Snyder, Arthur, I'm coming to you right now. So hang on. Let me tell you about Snyder Tree first. One of the things I love about Snyder Tree is the incredible experience these guys have. All right? And so this team, John, 20 years. Scott, 23 years. Jay, 37 years. Luther, 25 years. 7, 8, 15, 10, and 11. Up in Charlotte now, this group, 22, 11, 13, 22, and 33. These are certified arborists that know your trees and shrubs backwards and forwards. You think you do something 37 years, you got this thing right. That's what you're getting with Snyder Tree. Go by SnyderTree.com, 8334-MY-TREE. What a terrific company. Snyder Tree Care. They do an incredible job. When we do have winter storms, maybe in January, February, make sure you mitigate that beforehand. Call these good folks, Snyder Tree, at Snyder Tree Care. Arthur is in Knoxville, Tennessee. Arthur, good morning. How you doing?
Hello, Mickey. How are you?
Man, I'm great. I hope you're okay.
Can I ask a Christmas question?
Sure.
Do you, I know that before you had children, you loved your wife. You never thought you could love someone until you have children.
Oh. I tell both my kids that all the time. Like, you have. I heard that before, too. Oh, there's no way. You can love. No, man, that's a whole different love right there, buddy.
Reason why I ask is I was just wondering if you tell the Christmas story to your children.
We do. Matter of fact, we got a really cool thing, Arthur, in our house. And I hope we got enough time here. I got about a minute to tell this. That we got a manger, a little manger scene in our house. And so whenever our kids do anything good, and Isla, she's two, she's not really knowing it yet. But we let Drake add a little piece of straw to the manger to keep little baby Jesus warm. And so when it, you know, does a good deed of act, my wife would go, "That's it, buddy. Go over and get you a little piece of straw to put back in there." You know, and the other things we make fun of, and I do it, and I'd probably do it too much, we go look at Christmas lights, and it bothers me that I see more of Minions and more of a Donald Duck or a Abominable Snowman than I do manger scenes, you know, nativity scenes. I'm like, what? Last time I checked, we're not celebrating any Minions' birthday. But yeah, I've got those. I see Rudolph, so I don't see any nativity scenes to all that. So anyway,
it's all commercial.
Yep. Hey, buddy, I got to get top of the hour, but I appreciate the phone call, buddy. That's a great point. I'm glad you made it. I hope you're doing well. You too, buddy. You too. Yeah, Christmas appears to be about Mickey Mouse or Snoopy. Like, what? It's okay. It's okay to put a little nativity scene out there too. All right. Short break. We'll come back. I want to tell you about what we did yesterday, in case you missed our first segment. When we come back, we got a lot to do. Our phone lines our text lines are jammed. Love to get some of those as well. It's Reaction Monday with Will Clanton and Mickey Pollard, 654 Roar. Love before to kick off hour number 3 right after this.